listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you from Psalm 5, verses 11 and 12, and I want to talk to you about the shield of God's favor. Here's these two verses, Psalm chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. Psalm 5 contrasts the righteous and the wicked. And these closing lines of Psalm 5 show how one is made righteous by trusting God. It says, let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. The righteous trust the Lord, and they love his name. Their righteousness is evident in their words. They rejoice, they shout for joy, and they are joyful in the Lord. Now, there's nothing wrong, and there's a lot right with these kinds of displays of joy. Charles Spurgeon, that great preacher of Victorian England, said it well. He said, quote, a touch of enthusiasm would be the salvation of many a man's religion. Some Christians are good enough people. They are like wax candles, but they are not lighted on fire. Oh, for a touch of flame. Now, we can take this line in Psalm 5. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. We can take that in four ways. We can take it as a permit, as a precept, as a prayer, and as a promise. Did you like that alliteration, all with P's? Here we go. First, today you have permission for joy. God gives you the permission to be as happy as you want to be. He does not set a limit on your joy or your happiness. You actually have divine permission to shout for joy. Secondly, you have a precept, that is a command for joy. It is as if God calls us out of prisons of depression and sadness and tells us to enter the palace of the king. That sadness makes sense when you're in jail, but it doesn't fit for those who are free and adopted sons and daughters of the king. You have a precept, a command for joy. But thirdly, you have a prayer for joy. You should pray. Pray for joy, both in yourself and others, especially praying for servants of the Lord. When joy is lost in serving God, it is a powerfully bad example to others. Remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength, especially as we serve God. Finally, you have a promise for joy. When we put our trust in the Lord, we can confidently expect to receive joy. God will turn our dark night seasons into dawns of daytime. Our darkest times are only for a season. At the end of this psalm, David declared, you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. This is the greatest blessing of all, the favor of God. Knowing that God looks on us with favor and pleasure is the greatest knowledge in the world. This is our standing in grace. A shield does not protect any one area of the body. It's large and mobile enough to cover any and every area of the body. It is armor over armor. This is how fully the favor of God, our standing in grace, protects us. When Martin Luther was on his way to face a cardinal of the Roman Catholic Church to answer for what they said were his heretical teachings, one of the cardinal's servants mocked him, saying, where will you find shelter if your patron, the Elector of Saxony, should desert you? Luther answered, I will find it under the shelter of heaven. Luther was confident in the shield of God's favor. So should you also be. You see, this is what God gives us to do, and it's not too big for you to do today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.